And that is what we are doing today, taping class and looking at the derivatives of non-E functions. All right. It's on and it's very sensitive. It catches whispers. It doesn't catch dishonesty, however. It's got a BS meter on it that automatically doesn't take in things that are falsehoods. All right. Anyone see my little clicker? Oh, where's my little clicker? You guys look around, see if you can find the little clicker. Oh, no. Ah, found it. Okay, I heart logarithms still. We're going to do exponential functions, not E exponential functions, but regular exponential functions and traditional logarithms, not natural logarithms. So we're going to talk about what to do when E is missing. When we're taking the derivative of an exponential function, but there's no E. Bases other than E. Now, E is a what? A number. So we're talking bases like, 7, 2, 5, 12, 8. Problems like that, where your base is not E, but it's some other number. Two more things to memorize. Okay. Let's start by just deriving the derivative of a logarithmic function, log base a. So if I'm looking at the function y equals log base a of x, and we're going to come up with the derivative of this. The first thing I'm going to do to derive the derivative is, what did I do here? I have no idea. Oh, the change of base rule. I picked another base. I picked base E. Why would I do that? Why would I turn it to the natural log of X over the natural log of A? Because I already know how to take the derivative of the natural log of anything. What's the derivative of the natural log of X? What's the derivative of natural log of A? What is the derivative of the natural log of A? Wrong. I'm sorry, I just heard someone say it. A very quiet. Zero, because natural log of A is?
A number.
What's the derivative of a constant?
Zero.
I warned you about this yesterday. I flat out said, I said, people are going to go 1 over A, you're going to go 1 over 7, and then you shouldn't be doing that. Even if you argue with me, yeah, but I know that the derivative of 7 is 0, I can guarantee you you're going to make a mistake. You've got to get in the habit of recognizing that the natural log of A is a constant, which means the derivative of that is zero, which means I'm not going to write that as a quotient rule. I'm going to write that as a coefficient, like a 1/3 or a 1/7 or a 1/12. Instead of putting the natural log of A in the denominator, I'm going to write it as 1 over the natural log of A. Because, therefore, the derivative of that, click through, the 1 over natural log of A is a constant, so that comes out front. You're only taking the derivative of the natural log of X, and the derivative of the natural log of X is 1 over X. Therefore, the derivative of a logarithm is 1 over X natural log of A, and if it's not X but U, the derivative of log base A of U is 1 over U natural log of A, du dx. Where do people make mistakes here? They don't bother memorizing it. Every year, 30 students, 5 will not bother to commit to memory this one and won't know how to derive it. Now, you can derive, you don't remember what this derivative is. You can derive it by converting to natural logs, but that takes a little bit longer. If you can do that correctly, I'm fine with that. But what invariably happens is someone just doesn't put a lot of time and energy into this and memorizes it incorrectly. No points for memorizing it incorrectly. None. All right? So if you like to make little flashcards, if you like to put a sticky note, I'm a big fan of the sticky note on the top of my test. Or I'm sorry, no, on the top of my homework with all the formulas written out. These formulas you need to know. Let's make our own little sticky note off to the side here. 1 over, let's see, the derivative of the natural, or of log base A of U is 1 over U natural log of A du dx. All right. And this one's easy. This is the one that we just did just now, the e to the x. So to do the problem, y equals a to the x, what did we do to both sides? Took the natural log of both sides. The derivative of the left-hand side? No, I'm sorry, left?
Oh, left, 1 over y.
1 over y?
Dy
dx. The derivative of the right is just natural log of a, which means cross multiply. And you get a to the x natural log of a, which means, remember, I told you, oh, no, I've always told you, don't write down derivations. Just write down answers. Just write down results. Oh, I'll show it to you again if you want, though. I'll show it to you. Cross multiply. And the derivative is y equals a to the x. I'm sorry, dy dx equals a to the x natural log of a. Now, what was the derivative of y equals e to the x? E to the x. Now, apply here, it would be e to the x times the natural log of e. But what's the natural log of e? It's 1, so it's just e to the x. This one is a to the x natural log of a. So the thing to memorize are these two derivatives. Again, you don't technically have to memorize them. You can redo them every time in the interest of efficiency. It's better to have memorized the pattern. These are probably the easiest two to remember. They are probably the two biggest places for errors. People assume they're so easy that they don't bother putting time and energy into it. Okay, I'm not trying to scare you, I'm just trying to give you a heads up as to where I see lots of mistakes with this stuff. All right? Last concept. This is the last derivative concept of the whole year. Everything from here on is integration. Going the other direction. I see a happy face in the back row. Logarithmic differentiation. This is a slightly different situation. It's not hard, but you've got to use some logic. What do you do when both the base and the power are a variable? If the power is the variable, you've got the power rule. If the base is a variable, you've got the power rule. If the power is the variable, you apply this rule over here. But what do you do when both? No.
It's something you haven't learned yet.
No, it is something you have learned. There's no formula for it, but the process, you've learned it. You've seen it twice today already. Say that again, Sam.
Natural log both sides.
Say it again, Sam. No. I meant, do you ever hear, what's the movie? Play it again, Sam.
I heard of it.
Casablanca.
Thank you. Say it again, Sam. He said it 3 times.
Well, actually, that line is actually, a lot of times people mishear it. It's not actually play it again, Sam.
What is it?
It's just play it again.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just play it again?
Yeah, but people add, like, I saw something on it.
Really?
Yeah, it's known as Play It Again, Sam.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Really?
It's also the name of a Woody Allen movie.
Ryan, he's the wrong person to compare yourself to. I mean, that is to make you...
About everything.
I mean, well, that's, he has interests. You know, I mean.
Why?
Are, well, maybe you. Now we can tape again. Now we'll start that taping again. All right, so Pam said it, and it's exactly right. Take the natural log of both sides. You see, Homer would be confused. He would have no idea how to do this. I'd like you to try this problem right now by taking the natural log of both sides and seeing what happens. What are you going to have to do on the right-hand side? Product rule. Very good. Somebody's on fire. You work at your desk. I'm going to do it on the board. What happened to the Y? Exactly. I just plugged the original equation back in.
Do we have to do that kind of stuff, or can we, like,
well, I think I'm okay with you leaving it here, but the idea is if it'll simplify, you should do it, right? And the thing is, it's kind of cool. If you multiply through, does everyone know where I got this from? Look at this second part. Times x to the negative 1. I'm dividing. But yeah, if you stopped here, I'd be okay with it. I'd be okay. Was there a question over here?
Can you stop where?
At this part right here.
Right.
Where I've taken the moment to show what put it all, because if you can put dy dx all in terms of x, you should. And we can here. It's very easy to write back in what y actually is. If you didn't do the product rule, that's a huge hit. Be careful. Product rule is important. Product rule always will happen in logarithmic differentiation. That's what this is called, logarithmic differentiation. It will always be product rule because you'll be taking a natural log and bringing a function out in front of another function. All right, so let's try some practice problems. Shannon, did you have a question? Because I multiplied y to the cos, or x to the cos x, and there was an x to the 1 in the bottom. So since I'm dividing, I subtract the exponents. That's where it came from. Okay. Let's try this problem. This should be pretty easy, right? It's an old concept. Old like I'm going to be in a week when it's my birthday. No, wait for a week. Get negative 3 cos of x squared times sine of x. What's the little phrase we always use for a problem like this? Power function argument. Outstanding. Now let's change it around a little. Your base is your constant. Your power is your variable. Negative 3 to the x, natural log of 3, sine x.
But isn't the natural log of 3 0? Didn't you say the natural log of any number is 0?
No, I did not. I said the derivative of the natural log of any number is 0.
Can you do that one really quickly?
Sure, sure. This problem right here, do you agree with me that the base is my constant, my variable is my exponent? That, isn't that a to the u?
But isn't the u part cos x, not just x?
Yeah.
Isn't 3 to the cos x?
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. I miswrote. Excuse me. 3 to the cos x, yeah. There. So if I'm looking at y equals a to the u, where a is equal to 3 to the cos x, Jenna, was that the only question you had? Or was it sort of the rest of it, too?
No, I think I had it now.
Okay, because there's my a. So y prime is equal to, keep it there, a to the u, natural log of a, times du dx. Okay? That's why I said it's almost hard to apply because it's actually relatively, you feel like it should be much more complicated than just literally plugging it into the formula. You guys are used to plugging in and doing things. These derivatives tend to clean up be pretty much what you see. How about this one? Do you see the rule over there on the sideboard for y equals log base 3 of x squared? How do I know x is being squared?
Because it's not parentheses.
Because it's not parentheses.
Good. Wait, do you use the a or the u?
I would use the one with the u. Well, this first off, this is a log problem, right?
Yeah.
So we wouldn't use a to the u. We'd use the log formula. Well, they're technically, one is if you have just a plain x, and one is if you have a u. You know how everything, we start with the plain x, and then we expand it to if we have an argument derivative?
Yeah.
We're using that. Thought you'd prove me wrong twice. Ha! I have to be extra careful now. Oh, curses. 1 over a natural log of u du dx? That's why I said it's deceptively easy. All right, can we tell the difference between problem 3 and problem 4? Yeah.
Parentheses surround the whole thing.
Which means, what does the 2 apply to?
The base of the whole thing.
It's power function argument because you're raising the whole thing to a power of 2, not just the argument. everyone okay with this? Now I've got a natural log of 3 in the bottom, and technically I have a natural log of 3 in the bottom of this, change of base rule, which gets me another natural log of 3 out, which simplifies. We'd like you to practice this simplification. Yeah. Now, I'd be okay with stopping here, but I'd like you to go from here to here. A little bit of simplification, not hard to do. All right. Let's talk about what you do on a problem that looks hideous. I'm sure its mother loves it, but to me, it's gross and disgusting. What makes this problem so darn scary?
A lot of numbers.
Fractional exponents.
Fractional exponents. What do you have to do in the top to solve this problem? And then what would you have to do also? And then the insides have derivatives. Yuck.
Jesus. I just take my zero and skip it.
Oh!
Easier to grade.
Absolutely. Take that zero and walk away with a smile. No, but there, I am going to show you an easier way to do it. Think about what this is the type of problem. Logarithmic differentiation. What was logarithmic differentiation again? We just did it. But what did it involve?
Taking the natural log of both sides.
You can do that for any problem. This is a problem where it works out really well. And let's see if you can figure out why. The left-hand side would be the natural log of y. The right-hand side would be the natural log of x minus 1 cubed times 2x plus 2 to the 1/4 over x cubed plus 4 to the 2/3. Now, why would that possibly help me? Well, you should have an idea.
Because then you can get a little extra points.
No. I'm proud of you. You're thinking like a senior. That's exactly what I was going to say. You're thinking like a senior. No, you're not thinking like a senior. Thinking like Ryan. Come on.
So I'm not thinking?
Oh. All right, we're back, people. Let's stop.
You need like a 7-second delay.
I don't think I get. No, it's not like public radio, unfortunately. All right, now let's figure out what this could do. What could I do to make this problem easier? Look at that right-hand side. Why would taking the natural log make this problem easier? Come on, look at it. Well, bring down all the exponents. What do you do when you're multiplying? What can you do when you're multiplying and dividing? A natural log of that big thing. Rules of logarithms. You're subtracting when you're dividing, and when you're multiplying, you're adding. This is the same thing as the natural log of x minus 1 cubed plus the natural log of 2x plus 2 to the 1/4 minus the natural log of x cubed plus 4 to the 2/3. Okay.
Fishbowl.
What?
Fishbowl.
Quiz bowl?
Fishbowl. Like
oh, fishbowl. I know. I should start yelling at you guys and shaking my finger. And someone should cry. That would be great. That would scare. Ryan, you'd like to cry? That's okay. Absolutely. Okay. But come on. We can make this problem even easier, a little bit easier. Bring the exponents down front. Perfect. 3 natural log of x minus 1 plus 1/4 natural log of 2x plus 2 minus 2/3 natural log of x cubed plus 4. I'm going to tell you right now, I love this problem. I love this problem. Why? Because it is a problem that looks hard and it can be done very easily. This is not a difficult problem. What is the derivative? Now I'm ready to take my derivatives. What's the derivative of the natural log of y?
1 over y
dy dx. What is the derivative of 3 times the natural log of x minus 1? 3 over x minus 1. What's the derivative of natural log of 2x plus 2 times 1/4? Take the whole derivative, simplify it down. 1 over 8x plus 8? No, that's not right. Take me through this derivative. What's the derivative of natural log of 2x plus 2?
2.
Say it again, Zach.
2.
2 over 2x plus 2. 1 over u du dx. So the 2 in the top with the 1/4 makes it a 1/2. 1 over 4x plus 4. Now, what is the derivative of 2/3 natural log of x cubed plus 4?
6x, 1 over
2x squared over x cubed plus 4 times 2/3. Okay, we're doing this too quick then. I thought you guys, here we go. 2/3 times 1 over x cubed plus 4 times 3x squared. What happens to the 3s? They cancel. 2x squared. What?
Well, the x squared cancels.
Oh, no, it doesn't. What?
Oh, no, the 3.
The 3 cancels. You're left with a 2 and an x squared in the top and x cubed plus 4 in the bottom. So that means dy dx is equal to y times. I'm going to let you stop right here. As long as you have isolated, this is the one problem I'm going to accept you stopping here. Show me that dy dx is equal to y times this mess. Don't bother getting common denominators. Don't bother rewriting y. That shows me you know what to do. Yeah, no. No. Oh, God, no. I mean, you could and it would simplify, but I don't want you to bother even doing that. Now, but the thing is, I'm not kidding about loving this problem. I'm not kidding. All right.